The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
What was that old expression? That was the week that was. And what a week it was. A lot of weird stuff. Now, I have a picture up that was sent to me by Jay Widener. And you can see that picture if you look in headlines. And it says, was Bernie beaten? As in, beaten up. By whom? There's a very big, I would call it a very sizable gash in Bernie Sanders' upper right cheek, right on the cheekbone under his eye. And it's not something you get when you shave carelessly. It's not something you get if you bump into a door or a wall. He was hit with something. That's a pretty good chunk. So, you know, lots of things going on here. I'm not saying he was. I'm saying that's a very interesting bruise in terms of the timing of his announcement that he was telling his supporters, I'll do everything humanly possible to elect this woman. She's the best candidate, and we're going to support her. They didn't like that. And I wonder, take a look at that picture. It's the second or third story in headlines. Very interesting. Interesting times, ugly times, and I'll tell you, watching the Democratic National Convention and watching Hillary's boring speech, crushingly boring, same old crap, same old twisting, lying, distortions, misdirection, mentioned nothing of any significance, no solutions for the major problems. Now we find out that she is, in fact, at least she's told one of her very close friends that she's going to switch and vote for the TPP after she gets in office, if she gets in office. This woman is a psychopathic liar. That speech was disgusting. It was produced by Disney. Not the old Disney, the good Disney, the new rotten Disney. The cutaway shots of the crowd, innocent little cherubic child's face pops up here and there. And then, of course, we had the the specter of the presidential rapist, the rapist-in-chief. Ex-rapist-in-chief, William Jefferson Clinton, sleeping through his wife's crushingly boring speech. Now, do we say, can't blame you, Bill? Or was Bill tired from something else? It was so bad that Kane sitting next to him, if you look at the homepage at Rents, you look at the top. We've got a very interesting little graphic for you to see, and it shows Kane looking straight ahead. He notices that Bill's not moving. Then you can see him turn to the right and look at him. And he's saying, what should I do? Should I push him? If I nudge him, everybody will see that. So Kane looked back straight ahead and ignored it. I wonder how Bill does so well sleeping, sitting up like that. He forgot his toothpicks. And then we have a picture below that, which is equally as reprehensible and disgusting. It's Hillary, the little cherub, looking up at balloons. The balloons have been released from the sky, as if she didn't know there were going to be balloons. As if she didn't know. Red, white, and blue balloons. Thousands of them. She knew exactly what was going to happen. And look at her face. As fake as it possibly gets. Oh my, there's the little 4 or 5 year old girl. A balloon, Daddy, look. I mean, I, honest to God, it was so pathetic. It was so putrid. I don't want to go on because I know you don't want to hear it, and I've said enough. With that, let's bring on David John Oates from Adelaide, Australia, who has some reversals for us tonight, and he has been a guiding light throughout this entire primary season with his genius technology, reverse speech. Hello, David. Welcome back.
Hey, Jeff. How are you, sir?
I'm sure glad I'm not named Clinton. How's that?
Yeah. Well, I got some good reversals on both of the Clintons tonight, so...
Did you see what I was alluding to?
Oh, yeah, I did. Yes, yeah. You know, it's interesting you should say about Bernie Sanders. I normally don't read these crazy emails, but I got an email in from an anonymous source about a half an hour ago that says Bernie was contacted anonymously by thugs connected with the Democratic Party who threatened to kill his wife and family if he did not drop out of the race and endorse Hillary. That's all.
Well, you looked at that bruise, or that's it's not a bruise, it's a wound.
Yeah,
it's
a
wound. It's like somebody hit him with a ring on.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, anyway.
And I wouldn't put
anything past the DNC.
No. Now, let me wrap up this little dissertation of mine and say, if ever any of you had any doubt about the vile, ugly, dark, hideous, satanic nature of the Democratic National Party, they have been exposed forever. This is the party that has the dirt. I'm not saying the Republicans are innocent, but this is the party that has been, in fact, doing the things that they would have all of us believe the Republicans do. They got caught with their pants down, and I'm telling you, it's really sickening. I think the party should be disbanded. I think it should be actually decertified as a political party, and I think they should be thrown to the seven winds to come up with something honorable, because they are anything but honorable.
Yep, absolutely. Okay, so do you want to hear some reversals?
I do. These have been such an incredible help to all of us during the season, David. I really commend you for what you've done and made these available. Just remarkable.
Well, I'll try to be right on top of it. Let's go. Look, I've got a couple on Obama, but I want to go to the doozy on Hillary. We'll just go to the coup de grace first one up. This is Hillary right at the end of her speech at the.
This is a big wind up. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Big wind up here.
You have to keep working to make things better, even when the odds are long and the opposition is fierce.
She says backwards, great Satan.
Great Satan.
Great Satan. Great Satan.
Well, she's calling out for power from her supporter, from the source that she is beholden to. Look, the allegiance between Hillary and satanic movements, satanic ritual movements, is not known. It is known, and this has been documented by people who have researched it, allegedly, I'm going to throw that in there because I'm a journalist, I try to be, she was going to L.A. every month to participate in unknown activities. And it is suggested, and from inside sources, that those activities had to do with satanic ritual events and other kinds of goings-on. I don't know any more than that, but it wouldn't surprise me in the least. And what you just played, I'd like you to play it again. That is no accident. That is an absolute subconscious linkage to satanic evil.
Clear as day. And then I want to play a reversal on Bernie that I played last week. Anyway, here we go.
You have to keep working to make things better, even when the odds are long and the opposition is fierce.
And backwards, great Satan.
Great Satan.
Great Satan.
Clear as day.
Great Satan.
There's her strength, David. That's what she relies on, ultimately. Satanic, dark evil. I believe that.
And I played you reversal from Bernie Sanders last week. I'll play it again.
Yeah.
Hillary Clinton is listening to the scientists who tell us that if we do not act boldly in the very near future, there will be more drought, more floods.
Okay, this is Bernie endorsing Hillary, and he says, here to sell Satan.
So who's here to sell Satan? Bernie or Hillary? Who's he speaking about?
Hillary's. Well, that's Bernie. He's selling Hillary. So he's selling Satan.
Got
Hillary's
it.
Great
All
Satan.
Right.
Now, how many times have I played Satan on your show? Hardly ever.
It's it's rare. Rare.
Very, very rare. And here you have it on Bernie endorsing Hillary. And on Hillary, right at the end of her convention speech.
Let's remember also, all of you, that Bernie Sanders, in endorsing Hillary, knew what he was doing, and what he was doing was stabbing millions of his supporters in the back.
Yep.
Absolute betrayal. I call him Betrayal Bernie. This is really a real low. He has since now announced that he is no longer affiliated with the Democrat Party. He is an independent. He's gone back to Vermont. He's out of the party. I think he was potentially roughed up. His wife knew there was a setup. We know now through the hacked DNC emails that the entire primary season was set up to give Hillary the nomination. And it was.
Yeah. I know.
How evil does it get, David? Really, and I don't like politics really of any party. I'm not a joiner. I'm not a party aficionado. I don't. But look, this party pretends to be holier than thou, and they are the worst.
Oh, yeah, you had to see the worst. I've gone on Hillary, and I didn't put them all on my YouTube video. I got a few surprises.
Did you get my email with some suggestions in there?
Yes, I did. I actually tried ringing you. I agree with all your suggestions, and I've made modifications.
Oh, thank you. Very good. Because they're really important, and I think they did enhance what you had already found.
No, I have no problems with any of them. So, good stuff. All right, I want to play one reversal on Obama on his speech. I only got a quarter way through Obama, and then I ran out of time because I wanted to do Hill reinforce
sure,
the show.
Sure.
But this is classic Obama. Classic Obama. So here he is forwards.
Parents who wonder whether their kids will have the same opportunities that we had. All of that is real.
And he says, I mess with their hope.
I mess with their hope.
That dirty, rotten lowlife. Oh, man. Just mocking the trust people put in him.
Yep. Isn't that just so typical Obama, though? All the reversals I brought him, about American freedom, I wreck it, it'll fail. And I can't remember them all now. I have to go and pull them all up. But when
you
I'm
got it. Yeah, absolutely.
All right, okay. Let me see. Where do I go? Let's just go straight on to Hillary, and let's just go down the list, okay? Here we have her speaking with great passion about the founding fathers.
What happened in this city 240 years ago still has something to teach us today.
And she says backwards, hear this sin.
Hear this sin.
Hear this sin.
Clear as day.
Hear this sin.
She doesn't believe what she's saying. It's her beliefs are opposite to what she's saying forwards. I mean, that's she's denigrating the founding fathers in reverse.
You bet, absolutely. There can be no question that these people are as advertised, career criminals. I call them gangsters, political gangsters.
Many people would agree with you. All right, here we have another one on Hillary, which looks like I've got it open. Oh, here it is. Right. Okay. Yeah, I'll check this. Okay.
Sometimes the people at this podium are new to the national stage. As you know, I'm not one of those people.
And here she says, this is actually quite an innocent phrase, yes, want to shine with it.
Yes, want to shine with it.
Yes, want to shine.
I'm not.
Oh, what happened then? My software jumped. Hang on, do it again.
Yes, want to shine with it.
Yes, want to shine with it.
Yeah, there we go.
Yes, want to shine with it.
And, of course, she had that nice white pantsuit on, you know, so she was really shining.
Yeah, she was, and I think she might have said, I just heard it differently there. Yes, she said, I want to shine to this. In other words, I want to shine to this, what I'm talking about, the subject of her statement. I want to shine to this. See if you hear a to there.
Okay.
Yes,
I
want to shine to this.
Oh, yeah, I can hear that,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it's on the shine of this.
Huh.
Yeah, it's on the shine of this.
Anyway, it means the
same thing.
Doesn't
matter, same thing. Yeah. Want to shine to this. Yeah.
Yep.
It's kind of amusing in a way.
Yep. All right. Now, I've got a reversal. Where is it? It's just the one I want to play. This one here. Oh, no, that's not it. Okay, I obviously didn't open it. Hang on. Okay. All right, this is a reverse. Oh, is this open? It gets annoying when I have files open. And
don't you have a hammer there somewhere?
Yeah, I gotta have something like that. It says like, the file's open. It's already open. Well, where is it? Here we go. Okay, all right. So here we have Hillary at the speech.
The truth is, through all these years of public service, the service part has always come easier to me than the public part.
Okay, now this is a reversal, and I'm going to play three or four others after this to illustrate a theme. Here she says, in the crazy muck, see a war. Oops, here we go.
Mr. Crazy muck, see a war.
You hear that there?
Mr. Crazy muck, see a war.
Yes, I do. In this crazy muck, see a war. And they're already again talking about how she has, and I've made this statement dozens of times, she has announced she will go into Syria and shoot down the Russian Air Force. That's one of her first priorities.
And she's been crazy. The crazy muck, see a war. Now, we've got three other reversals about war. Here's another one on Hillary. Let's play this one.
Over the past year, I've laid out my plans for defeating ISIS. We need to take out their strongholds in Iraq and Syria by intensifying the air campaign and stepping up our support.
And she says, I'll bring us war.
I'll bring us war.
There's no question about it, David. None.
And here's Tim Kaine talking about he's been announced for he's the VP, of course.
An awful lot of people who put their trust and their faith in Hillary, and she's always delivered for them.
And here he says, the villains see war.
The villains see war.
See, there you go. There it is again.
There's no question. Those two are super establishment candidates, both of them, Hillary and Kaine. There's no question that the neocon warmongers and Wall Street, the moneymakers, have their hands, their tentacles, fully embedded into those two, and they're going to go to war. That's the plan.
Absolutely. And here's Bill Clinton with his speech.
She always wants to move the ball forward. That is just who she is.
And reversal, see a war.
See a war.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
So there you've got four references. Hillary twice, Bill Clinton once, Tim Kaine once.
David, that's bad. That's not anything to be dismissed. It's no random. That's a repeating theme of the worst kind.
Yes, it is. Yeah, it certainly is. You know, when you hear it once, oh, that's interesting. But then twice, your ears prick up. And then three and four times, I'm going, this is serious. We're in serious trouble. Yeah, we really are. All right, let's move on. Next one on Hillary on her speech.
That kept me working as hard as I could in the Senate on behalf of 9/11 families and our first responders who got sick from their time at Ground Zero. I was thinking of Lauren, Debbie, and all the others 10 years later in the White House Situation Room.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you had a different take on this. We agree with what it said. Worries now.
Worries now.
Worries now.
Right.
Worries now.
Yeah, she's worried now. That, see, to me, and let me say what I thought, and then David can straighten me out, I felt that that was her subconscious, knowing the speech well in advance. She'd rehearsed it many times. That was a very pandering, condescending, insulting construction to put in a speech. I remember Laura and Debbie, and when I was in the White House Situation Room. First name basis on 9/11. Doesn't work. Phony. Secondly, wow. She's trying to tie herself in the White House Situation Room, like she's presidential material. Very self-serving, and I think her subconscious wasn't comfortable. It was too phony. It should have been picked apart by the media. We don't have a viable media anymore, so they didn't say anything. That was a crappy speech.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I was a bit surprised. I expected actually something a bit better from her than what we got. But anyway, all right, here's a very amusing reversal. You remember the reversal I played on Hillary a while back that said, "Oh, be quiet."
Of course, we want to hear that again too. Her subconscious is disgusted with her forward lying.
Yeah, her. Now, where is it? I should have gotten that one. Oh, be quiet. I'll find it. I'll find it while I'm looking. But yeah. I've got another reversal on Hillary. Okay, so here's the OB quiet. Listen to this.
I have spent a very long time, my entire adult life, looking for ways to even the odds, to help people have a chance to get ahead.
And OB quiet.
OB quiet. OB quiet. OB quiet.
That's her unconscious or her spirit telling her to shut up, chastising her. Now here we have her unconscious doing it again in the speech in the convention.
But even more important than the history we make tonight is the history we will write together in the years ahead.
And backwards, be honest, damn you, we're sick in it.
Be honest, damn you, we're sick in it.
Be honest, Gambia, we're sick in it.
This is his unconscious.
Be honest, Gambia, we're sick in it.
This is her own unconscious saying, oh, we're sick of this. Be honest, damn you. We're sick of it. She's sick of all these lies. Her own psyche is
rebellion. She's rebelling against the forward con artist.
Yes, you're absolutely right. Yeah, it's just incredible.
How often do you see that, David, when the subconscious rebels? Now, when the subconscious tells the truth, that's one thing. It's just it's balancing the record. But this is almost like there's a hostility between her. It's like she's schizophrenic.
Yeah, well, I see it in session work. This is actually not uncommon. But you don't always see it in public figures like this. So in public figures, no, it's not common at all. Point of fact, I think this is the first time I've ever seen it like this.
Wow.
I've seen it in session work. But
got it. Yeah. That's amazing. That is really something.
It's staggering.
This
stuff.
Is a very, very conflicted career phony, an opportunist. She's a thief. They've made hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars on the Clinton Foundation. She's of the dark side. There's no doubt in my mind, none. And her subconscious, remember, the universal subconscious shares the values that we used to know, in a conscious sense, were the values that we should follow. The subconscious is still there. Honesty, integrity, truth, but no more, not the conscious mind. And there's what a conflict there. That's really something.
Yeah, and it's dangerous to have that sort of conflicted person going into office. It really, because it will create erratic behavior.
Remember what Huma Abedin said, that Hillary becomes confused very easily, and she needs to have her hand held, especially when she's speaking with foreign dignitaries and heads of state. She becomes confused easily. Easily confused. And then when you think about Comey and his statement, what did he say? Careless? Excessively careless or something like that. We got careless. You got her top aide, her lesbian lover, saying in email, not reverse, this is forward email speech. She becomes confused easily. This is not good. Not good.
Not good at all. All right, here we have a reversal that I initially interpreted as a sexual reversal, but other people have told me it means differently, so we'll play it, and then we'll talk about what we think it means. So here we go.
For everyone, not...
Sorry, I started halfway through. Right, now we go.
That's how we're going to make sure this economy works for everyone, not just those at the top.
And she says, I'll screw him in office.
I'll screw him in office.
I'll screw him in office.
And again.
I'll screw him in office.
I thought it was a sexual reference. I think, oh, yeah, we've got Bill Clinton too here. But a couple of people have since come back and said, well, you know, she'll screw someone. She'll screw someone over. So you can look at it either way, really. It's probably the second way, I would say. Screw someone over. She's going to ruin someone.
Yeah.
Does it?
Sure.
Yep. All right. Okay. So anyway, you can listen to that. This one, I'm not too sure what this one means. I didn't put it on the YouTube video, but let's play it.
How are you going to break through the gridlock in Washington? Well, look at my record. I've worked across the aisle.
She says, let me show the calm bill.
Let me show the calm bill.
Let me show the calm bill.
So, I don't know Is she going to use Bill?
I don't know what that means. Maybe she's saying, I've got that in my little bag of tricks. I'll pull that out. The calm Bill.
Yeah, anyway. All right. Okay. Next one. Here we go.
You heard, you saw family members of police officers killed in the line of duty because they were outgunned by criminals. I refuse to believe we can't find common ground here. We have to heal the divides in our country.
And mired in the muck, now thank you.
Mired in the muck, now thank you.
See, I mean, she's talking about great injustice, Fords, and... a casual disregard in reverse, if you know what I mean.
I mean, if she's describing justice in reverse as muck and being mired in the muck, we have to play the game. She didn't care about justice.
No. That's what I get from the reversal. Yeah. And then, then the last one was the great Satan. Oh, let's just play that again. Seeing it's up there. Here is the forwards.
You have to keep working to make things better, even when the odds are long and the opposition is fierce.
And great Satan.
Great Satan.
Great Satan.
Wow.
Great.
See, that's that comes across as a subconscious acknowledgement of the power in her life that is her guiding light.
Yeah, that's how I read it, and a great sight, giving it great respect and great honor.
Laugh at this, ladies and gentlemen. This David's been at this over 30 years.
Yeah,
this is not a joke.
Not a common word in reverse speech. This is a woman of great evil. She really worries me. I'm really and that conflict inside of her spirit telling her, hey, listen. Be quiet. You're lying. You're off track. And she's got to feel that inside of her at night when she goes to bed, you know.
She's probably got more medications than a pharmacy in her. Can you play, David, again, please? We went through the break here. The two times when her subconscious told her to shut up, be quiet, those are really important. These are astonishing to hear. This is her subconscious telling her conscious self, knock it off.
Yeah, right. Okay, so here's the first one.
I have spent a very long time, my entire adult life, looking for ways to even the odds, to help people have a chance to get ahead.
And I'd be quiet. Clear as day. And then the second one, of course, was the one I found in the the convention speech.
Yeah.
But even more important than the history we make tonight is the history we will write together in the years ahead.
And be honest, damn you, we're sick in it.
Be honest, damn you, we're sick in it.
Be honest, damn you, we're sick in it.
There it is.
It was such a bad speech that her subconscious is outraged.
Yep, that's right. Yeah, we're sick in it. Oh my God, how can you do this? It's such, it's incredible. Yep. Not the type of person who I would call balanced and stable. And
no,
she talks about Donald Trump not having the temperament.
It's all reverse projection, folks. She's projecting onto Trump her own weaknesses, her own malignancies, her own malevolences. It's not a healthy person. We cannot do this to America. America will die. We will die. Literally, many of us are going to die because she will take us to war. Vladimir Putin is not going to mess around.
No, not at all. No. All right, let's look at some of Bill, okay? Now, I've got a reversal here that my mate Jeff, who you know well, Jeff, my right-hand man,
sure.
he made me promise to not show you this reversal before the air. So he wanted your immediate reaction to it without any beforehand. So this is Bill Clinton at the National Convention.
And she exuded this sense of strength and self-possession that I found magnetic.
He's talking about when he first met her. And backwards he says, and this has the force that pukes.
And this has the force that pukes.
And this has the force that pukes.
Clear as day.
That's very interesting. My first take on it is the scene in The Exorcist of the possessed young lady. The force that pukes.
Oh, yeah.
But tell me your take on that. That's very revealing.
Oh, well, he's talking forwards about this force that has this magnetism.
Yeah.
But the opposite end of that is he pukes.
It made him sick.
It's the real truth. You know, that's what he's selling for.
Yep.
But back to this woman,
Well, even his forward speech wasn't believable. He was just going through the motions as a B-grade movie actor reading his second-rate script.
Yeah, I know. Yep. All right. Here's a surprising one. I've forgotten what he's talking about forwards now.
The only big thing that happened that spring, my first year as governor, we found out we were going to be parents.
Oh, okay. So reversal refers to Chelsea. He says, I love you.
Well, that's all as it should be, even though it isn't his daughter.
Right.
That's not his kid. And the Obamas' children are not their kids. Is anything as it's being presented anymore? Is anything real? The Obamas, of course, adopted those two kids. There are no birth records for them. I doubt if they've ever had sex. And a lot of people refer to Michelle as Michael. Who the hell knows? And then the other side of the coin, Chelsea Clinton. Her name should be Chelsea Hubble Clinton. Webb Hubble is the father. That's acknowledged by almost everybody who's studied this situation now.
Wow.
And Bill, that doesn't mean Bill can't love his daughter, even if it isn't his daughter. That's fine. Nothing wrong with that. But the bottom line is, it's Webster Hubble's kid.
I'll be bothered.
Didn't you know that?
Well, no, I'd heard she wasn't the kid, but not.
Yeah, no, Webster Hubble was his buddy and his chief of staff, and this goes way back to Arkansas. And Bill apparently is sterile, shooting blanks, as they say. And so she was having an affair with Vince Foster, his childhood buddy. And who knows if Bill told her to go get knocked up or she just happened to get pregnant. But Bill apparently is not able to father children on his own.
No, I didn't know that. Nope. All right. Okay. Well, interesting, interesting information. Anyway, there you go. I love you. All right. So let's move on to the next one. Here we go.
Next thing you know, I'm being dragged around to all these little preschool graduations. And keep in mind, this was before any state even had universal kindergarten. And I'm being dragged to preschool graduations, watching these poor parents.
It just simply says, damn the media.
Damn the media.
Damn the media. Damn the media.
I don't know. It just doesn't like the media, I guess.
No, it's kind of overwhelming after all these years. He really doesn't like it. They've been on his case. Remember the speech? I did not have sex with that woman.
Forget that. Yeah.
He's had to prostrate himself in front of the media so many times, and even though the media has given the Clintons 100 get-out-of-jail-free cards and free passes on things that they should have been really held up to ridicule and examination and the deepest investigation about, he still doesn't like him. He didn't know how. Yeah. Maybe he doesn't know how lucky he is. I don't know. Weird. Right.
And here we have the Sea of War reversal. I'll play it again.
She always wants to move the ball forward. That is just who she is.
And Sea of War.
Sea of War.
Sea of War.
Yeah.
Sea of War.
If you want war, vote for Hillary.
Well, she's the war candidate. I think Vladimir Putin will hold off until the election. If she wins, I think then he will move immediately to take out all of those NATO missile batteries that are ringing Russia's border on the west and the south. I think he will do it quickly, expeditiously. If Trump wins, I think we have a chance to avoid World War III. That's our only chance. He wants to work with the Russians, with Putin, as an equal international statesman, or at least on that basis. And get things done.
Yeah, well, I see Hillary attacking Trump for insulting world leaders, and she calls Putin a dictator.
Oh, God, I know.
Okay, give me a break. Excuse me. All right, here we got Bill Clinton caught in a little sexual reference. It's always in his reversals. So here he is talking about sending Chelsea off to college.
1997 was the year Chelsea finished high school and went to college. We were happy for her, but sad for us to see her go.
And he says, so pass the bra.
So pass the bra.
So pass the bra.
Pass the bra.
So pass the bra.
Kind of an odd statement, but I hear it, yeah.
That's an odd. Well, he had these little sexual innuendos in his reversals before the Monica Lewinsky case broke, and I played them. I was like, I
remember years and years ago.
So he's still doing the same old tricks, is what that tells me. Okay, here we have another one.
In 2003, partly spurred on by what we were going through, she became the first senator in the history of New York ever to serve on the Armed Services Committee.
And here he says, oh, how my love's sealed off.
Oh, I'm on earth, sealed off.
Oh, I'm on earth, sealed off.
And again.
Oh, I'm on earth, sealed off.
Sealed off from her.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's put up brick walls 10 feet high around her with him.
Did you hear that stupid audience, by the way, when he said she became the first to serve on the, what was it? And listen to the audience. Immediately, the paid shill audience immediately starts to cheer. What the hell? She's on a committee, so what?
Yeah,
in 2003... partly spurred on by what we were going through, she became the first senator in the history of New York ever to serve on the Armed Services Committee.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah,
who cares? Who cares? How many of those people in the audience can even explain what the Armed Services Committee is and what it does? I'll bet no more than 5%.
Yeah, you're probably right. Anyways, here's that reverse again. Oh, how my love's sealed off.
Oh, I'm on earth, sealed off.
Yeah, clear as day.
Oh, I'm on earth, sealed off.
Yep.
Well, they refer to them as a CIA couple, in other words, a globalist couple. They were put together to do a job, and they're still doing it. So is Obama and his whatever it is, and those two adopted kids. Yep. And remember his birth certificate, outrage, that fraud. It's just, it's crazy. There's no accountability for these people.
It's unbelievable. Yep, the layered birth certificate. I remember that, analyzing the layers.
Seven layers.
Yeah, I know. I remember that. All right, here's Bill Clinton.
This is really important today. She launched a team to fight back against terrorists online and built a new global counterterrorism effort.
You hear how he's building his crescendo up and tapping the desk? You can hear his finger tapping? Here.
Sure.
Online and built a new global counterterrorism effort.
He's tapping the finger, and he says backward, "Then I go bold."
Then I go bold.
So she's just living out the action. That's his unconscious telling him what to do. So his voice rises up, and he starts tapping the desk. He's getting bold. He's
playing a role. All he's doing.
Yep, that's exactly right. That's what we call internal dialogue. Now, here we have an interesting reversal. This can be interpreted in several different ways, but let's play it. Here we go.
Declaration.
Sorry, I started halfway through.
She worked to empower women and girls around the world and to make the same exact declaration on behalf of the LGBT community in America and around the world.
And here he says, "Whirlwind, I'm a god."
I think what he's doing there, he was talking about how she was fighting for women and women's rights and all that, which is a lie. Look what she did to the victims of her rapist husband. But I think he's talking in that reversal about his own sexual appetites, and that nobody's going to get in the way of Bill Clinton, that he owns women and he takes from them what he wants.
So you're exactly right. Yeah, it is.
You think?
Yeah, I'd say so. It's the ultimate in ego. It's the ultimate. It's the ultimate in... there's a stronger word than ego. I can't self.
So, see, he's forwards, folks. He's talking about Hillary and giving her credit for doing things she didn't do, which was stand up for women, really. You don't pay off rape victims from your husband and keep them quiet with hush money if you're standing up for women. But in reverse, he was so disgusted by having to give her credit that his own monstrous sexual appetites and ego stood up and roared.
Yeah. Yep. All right. And here's the last reversal on Bill Clinton, and we'll have time to look at a few on Tim Kaine before we're done. So here's the Fords. I think this is right at the end. This is right at the last of his speech.
There are clear, achievable, affordable responses to our challenges. But we won't get to them if America makes the wrong choice in this election.
And he says, "I will scam the crime with it." Right when he's talking about America making the right choice in this election. It's all a scam. It's all a con. It's just, and they know it. They all know it. It's just a big act. And I'm half tempted to say the election is going to be rigged based on that reversal. I don't know.
Well, I think you're on to it. I think they are planning to rig to steal the election. That's why Trump has got to win by 15 or 20 points to make it so big, his margin of real victory, that they can't throw it.
Right. Yep, it's interesting times. Okay, let's look at Tim Kaine in the remaining few minutes we have left. Where is he?
We got 7 minutes.
Okay, all right. Okay, here he is. He says something very nice about his wife. His wife's name is Anne. He says it forwards first.
Anne and I have three kids. Our oldest son, Nat, is here today with his fiancée.
And he says, "Anne, that's the law. I thank you." Tells me he's got a rigid code he lives by with his family, and there's nothing wrong with that. And he has genuine love and concern, genuine love for his wife, is what that tells me. Okay.
Very good.
All right. Next one along.
And hey, let me be honest. For many of you, this is the first time you've even heard my name.
And here he says, I'm needing my surf with the city. In other words, he needs to get... He's got to start moving around the country more. He's got to start getting known. Surf, to move, to flow, to go to the cities. He's saying, you know, most of you don't know me. I need my surf with the city. I need to get out there more. I need to get known. Nothing devious or ominous there yet. Next one along.
We would go there early, especially in the summer, to try to get the work done before the day got hot. That's what families do.
And it says you may feel sad.
You may have felt sad.
I don't know what that means. I don't know. Quite positive forward comment, a little bit of a negative comment.
Yeah, odd. I don't know. It's almost a rhetorical statement to himself.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Oh, interesting. Okay, next one along.
How cool was it to see our three kids head out the door with their backpacks on to walk to a neighborhood school named after their civil rights hero grandfather?
And here he says, oh, they love my worries.
Without my worries.
Unless he's talking about support from his family, when he has worries, they support him through it.
The only thing that makes sense, yeah.
That does make... Hey, well, he's shaping up not too bad. He's a nice guy so far. Next one along.
I decided to run for local office. Man, I was so scared the day I announced, but I wanted to help my city and my community. I knocked on every door in my district.
And he says, finally, I had the great source.
Finally,
he tapped into some courage and power inside of himself. I'll be bothered, okay? We've got this one that I already played, but we'll play it again. It's in order.
An awful lot of people who put their trust and their faith in Hillary, and she's always delivered for them.
Now, interesting. Okay, the reversal is the villain see war. I'll play it, then I want to point something out.
The villain see war.
Okay, we have some very nice reversals from Tim Kaine about his family, about his service.
Right.
Negative reversal we get, who's he talking about forwards? Hillary Clinton. Isn't that an interesting observation?
We're going to have to watch that. That bears watching, see if any more come up in the future. Very interesting. He may not like her.
He may not. That's the first negative reversal we had. Interesting stuff, okay? Oh, here's another villain. Oh, okay, what's this one about? Here's Ford's.
Here's something you can tell about a great leader. She not only delivers in the easy times or the simple times, she delivers in the tough times, and she even delivers when she's on the receiving end of one attack after another.
Here he says, and there's a villain.
And there's a villain.
Oh, he doesn't like Hillary. Oh, my gosh. Wow.
What does he say backwards? And there's her villain?
Oh, I've got a villain, but it could be her. Let's listen.
And there's her villain.
Oh, it's her villain.
And there's her villain.
Oh, it could be a.
And there's her villain.
I hear H-E-R there, her villain. So, So it's the villain within her he's talking about.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Oh, I'm glad he's had those good wife reversals on his family first, because that's a good contrast, isn't it?
It is. Well, it shows how he's an honest guy so far. He's telling, at least his subconscious is honest. He's not going to say it in conscious forward speech. She's a villain. She's got a villain in her. Not going to hear it.
All right. Okay. So here we have an incongruent reversal. I have no idea what he's saying forwards. Here we go.
Hillary Clinton is filled with that courage That imagination and that unbeatable determination, and that's why we trust her to fight for all Americans.
Oh, do I? Barf bags. Clinton Foundation, $3 billion. Fight for us? No, she's fighting for them, their money, their greed.
Well, backwards, he says, oh, believe not.
Oh, believe not.
Believe not. Oh, believe not.
That's funny. So his subconscious is gently correcting him. No, yeah. Jim, believe not, not true.
Oh, dear. Well, there you go. So anyway, so there you go. That's all the verses I had for you today. So,
those are wonderful. They're really revealing. Hillary is pathological. No question about it. You can't dispute it. Unless you discount reverse speech and you're not interested in it, which is, you're right. But after 30 years and what we've learned and what we've heard all throughout the primary season, you can't dismiss this. Not easily. It's syllabically, grammatically, contextually, totally sensible. It is amazing is what it is. We'll have these up in David Oates' special featured story box on the right side. You can listen to this program. And I'll put the actual reversals up in headlines shortly. So thank you again, David. Great job, as always. And
yes,
we'll keep it up.
I certainly will. Okay. Speak to you again.
All right.
Okay. Bye-bye. See you.
Good night. David John Oates and the marvels of reverse speech. The ultimate lie detector. Okay. Be back in just a couple.